This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. 200 people attend final DOE bombplex hearing in Española. The Mission E Convento in Española, New Mexico was filled to capacity for the final DOE hearing about their proposal for complex transformation. The DOE proposal includes plans for expanding the manufacturing of plutonium triggers for nuclear warheads from 20 to up to 200 per year at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Over 70 people signed up to give comments about the DOE proposal. Speakers included LANL workers, nursing mothers, poets, registered nurses, youth, downwind and downstream neighbors to LANL, and federal, state, and local elected officials. Written public comments are currently due April 10th. Many expressed their concern that there is not enough time to prepare informed comments. Several community members spoke about how they had just learned about the proposal and requested additional time to review the lengthy document and educate their communities about the proposal. There is growing interest in the DOE proposal and its impacts to northern New Mexico and the world. On March 14th, Senator Bingaman wrote a letter to Thomas DeGostino, a DOE administrator, requesting that the public comment deadline be extended to July. He said, quote, President Bush's proposal to make changes to the country's nuclear weapons complex deserves further public scrutiny. It makes sense to give local residents adequate time to understand the impact of such changes and to express their thoughts and concerns, end quote. Senator Bingaman wrote the letter in response to concerns raised by Santa Clara Pueblo Governor Michael Chavarria and other community members. Española Mayor Joseph Maestas spoke at the hearing about the U.S. need to become energy independent and create a post-carbon, post-nuclear energy economy. He said the Española Valley was a prime location for such work. In preparation for the hearing, organizers held a community meeting the previous evening. The meeting was sponsored by and held at the Northern New Mexico College in Española. The college is a leader in facilitating progressive community dialogue. About 80 people attended the event to learn about the impacts from past, current, and future operations at LANL to workers, public health, and the environment. Speakers included Kathy Sanchez of Tewa Women United, Marian Naranjo of Honor Our Pueblo Existence, Sherry Kotowski of the Embudo Valley Environmental Monitoring Group, and Dr. Maureen Merritt, a physician assisting LANL workers to obtain compensation under the Energy Employees Occupational Illness Compensation Program Act. Clarissa Duran, one of the lead organizers, said, quote, bombs are just wrong. They destroy people and our earth. LANL doesn't just owe our community the paychecks of our workforce. LANL owes us compensation for all they have taken from us. There's a new generation that understands that technology, like Northern New Mexico's Solar Energy Research Park and Academy, is the way of the future. The time for bombs as a means to an end is over, end quote. Robert Chavez, a 15-year-old Santa Fe Indian School student representing youth, said, quote, life is as good as the water we drink and the air we breathe. No resources means no life. LANL is creating more and more waste and cleaning less and less, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.